Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, Sacramento is a vibe right now. Thanks to the Kings, the city is lead story material on national sports broadcasts. The Beam, of course, is a thing, a big thing. And with the Kings' success in the playoffs so far, the downtown core is just hopping. The team has set a playoff playground for fans to come and gather. L Street, right next to the arena, has been blocked off during games for Kings watch parties. And if you have spent any time in downtown over the past few days, especially since the playoffs started on Saturday, you have no doubt seen that restaurants, bars, and shops are just jam-packed with people taking it all in. What a turnaround from just a few months ago when we were talking about, on this very show, what the downtown area needed to get people back to the core post-COVID. So, is this it? Is this King's run, no matter how long it lasts, the catalyst to get people back to downtown Sacramento? Well, so far, so good. And we have two people who are loving every single minute of it. Brandon Robinson is with Tipsy Putt, which is an indoor golfing bar restaurant that is right on the DoCo property. And Scott Ford is with the Sacramento Downtown Partnership. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Vicky.
So, Brandon, I want to start off with you. So, talk to us about what is Tipsy Putt and why did your company choose the DoCo area in Sacramento to invest in it?
Well, I've always been a fan of downtown Sacramento. I moved here in 2005 and we saw an opportunity to create something that had an entertainment base but also had a base for, you know, supporting local breweries, supporting local the local businesses and the community. And so we wanted to create something fun, and hence we created Tipsy Putt.
Mm. How have the past few years been?
It's tough. Yeah, and I just need a second to fanboy out, because this is my first time at Cap Radio, and I've been a longtime listener, and you guys have sparkling water, which is just beautiful. Just amazing sparkling water. If anyone comes here on the show, there is sparkling water here. It is fantastic. Why did we, what was the question again? I lost my mind fanboying out here.
How has the past year or so been?
Oh, the last year has been fantastic. You know, we started off so hot in 2019. I mean, we opened with great fanfare around November 1st, 2019. And then, of course, the pandemic walloped us pretty bad. So we've been having a slow comeback. 2020 was obviously kind of a wipeout. 21 was 6 months. We were closed the first 6 months of the year. That was obviously tough. But this year in particular has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, double digit growth. And it's been electric downtown since the Kings' success.
And I think I asked that because it's important to go back the last few years to understand like why this is such a big deal today. I mean, even just a year ago, in April on K Street, there was a mass shooting, and that was incredibly tragic. It also impacted, you know, people's sense of safety and wanting to go down K Street and downtown. I mean, and that's on top of a couple years of pandemic shutdowns. So I'm just curious from the both of you, Scott, I'll ask you, what is the feeling and mood in the downtown corridor from this time a year ago?
Yeah, it's an exciting time in the heart of the city. You know, Downtown Sacramento Partnership, just for context, we're a property-based improvement district, a nonprofit organization. We work in partnership with our business community and the stakeholders, you know, the property owners down there, sort of as a liaison between them and the city of Sacramento, the county, and all of our partners in the public realm. But we manage a 66-block area. And, you know, we really talk high level about the importance of a healthy downtown, not just for the city of Sacramento. You were talking earlier about the fiscal budget and what that means, and you know, would love to talk a little bit you know, on this segment about kind of what that means. But a healthy downtown drives prosperity for across the whole region. You know, it's people's perception of Sacramento, oftentimes if they're not familiar with it, and so, you know, we need to make sure that we are continuing to prioritize and make investments that are strategic in the heart of our city and in our commercial corridors, because that really does grow a sustainable, healthy city for all. Past 3 years have been challenging, from pandemic impacts to perceptions and reality of safety, to all the uncertainty around remote work and what that does, you know, to an office ecosystem that has been the bread and butter for many generations of a state capital and of downtown Sacramento. So all of that has shifted. We're looking at diversifying what downtown means to the region. We're adding in amenities and investments like the Golden One Center, like the expanded Safe Credit Union Convention Center, Theater Complex. That really changes what downtown Sacramento means to the Sacramento region, elevates the perception of this market, which is really important as we're talking about attracting outside capital. You know, I mean, when we talk about affordability, housing shortages, a lot of that has to do with making sure that downtown Sacramento and this region is attractive to investors and that we can get projects to pencil out that help alleviate those issues. So those are things that we're focused on. The past year has been amazing. I was looking at year-to-date pedestrian numbers from the beginning of 2023. We're 14% above where we were a year ago. And, you know, last year we were about 30% above the previous level. So it's been steady gains. Long way to go, but you know, both the direct impacts to businesses like Tipsy Putt, that's exciting, but the secondary impacts is arguably what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up an important point. Like, there's this progress, but there's also these longstanding issues, and life is different after the pandemic. You talk about, you know, state or government workers. I mean, it's been a tough time, and for the downtown area to get workers back into offices as a result, you know, restaurants, and this is a piece of it, you know, they've struggled to get back to pre-pandemic levels. And K Street, although immediately just outside of DoCo looks strong, you just go a couple blocks down and there's some serious vacancy issues. So for your partnership, what are y'all doing to get businesses back in there?
Yeah, it's incremental progress. You know, we really focus on, from a geographical perspective, we break down the 66 blocks into six sub-districts. And then within that, we focus on the various microclimates or the various activity centers. And, you know, much like inside of a building, we think of them as rooms and hallways. Or, you know, so we focus on building strength in various activity centers. There's a concept called Power of 10, and it's basically saying that you need to build a critical mass of vibrancy, of healthy activity, of those kind of things that make people psychologically feel excited, feel comfortable in spaces. And then you want to connect those various activity centers so that there's organic mm-hmm. movement. That, of course, puts, as I like to say, it's kind of like chemistry. You're trying to create enough heat, enough interest that those vacant spaces hopefully become investable. They hopefully become spaces that can house new uses, whether that's mixed-use development, which we know is absolutely important for a healthy city and a healthy economy. It's more sustainable to create walkable, urban, mixed-use areas. But it also fills in those vacancies that, you know, if you're walking down and you see a dark block ahead or a few blocks mm-hmm. where there's not a lot of activity, usually your experience stops there. So we're focused on that. It's a big area. As I mentioned, 66 blocks is a lot. So we try to really take a data-driven and a tactical mm-hmm. approach to making it all work.
Yeah, and while you do that, I mean, Brandon, I think about you. I mean, you're talking about a microclimate, but also there's an ecosystem here. Like, that benefits you as well, correct? And your business.
Oh, yeah. The ecosystem of downtown. I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to the Sacramento Kings and everything that they brought. I mean, when DoCo got revitalized, I know one of your earlier questions was, why did we choose to even invest in downtown Sacramento, or why are we in DoCo? I mean, the Kings were a major catalyst, and the ecosystem, to what Scott was saying, the hallways and room approach is incredible. But we also have to think about the new future of downtowns. I mean, I was just talking to Scott prior to coming on here briefly, and we were talking about how, you know, the downtown area and the way we are now working remote, and people need to accept that, hey, we like working remote. We like working from home. People enjoy it. So there has to be a rethinking around how downtowns are going to survive in the future. But the Kings have been a huge catalyst, and the urbanization around DoCo has been great.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the good stuff, especially with you, Brandon, because you opened in 2019. And so you have, I think it's safe to say, have had a rough go of it for the past like 4 or 5 years, Tipsy Putt. So when it comes to the Kings, it comes to the playoffs, it comes to this really long overdue amazing run that they've been having. How has this directly impacted your business?
I mean, the impact to us has been exponential. When there is an event at the Golden One Arena, our sales are increased over 100%. That's not a joke. Over 100% increase.
Wow.
So we are completely dependent on the Golden One Arena. It would be nice to get to a point where it's not and it's like a 50-60% boost, you know, in the future. But for us and where we are, and I think my surrounding neighbors, neighboring businesses, I mean, the impact that that has on us is absolutely huge. And it's been huge. And the Kings winning is huge. It's been fun to watch. It's been fun to, it's been a great environment. And it's definitely had an exponential impact for our business.
Yeah. And this is just one business. And then we're just talking about the Sacramento Kings. But leading up to that, we had the NCAA, the first round of the men's championship. Obviously, Golden One hosts concerts and lots of other shows and performances. When we had Mike Testa on with Visit Sacramento last week, I mean, he really said that the visibility and the attention that Sacramento gets on a national scale is, it's like free advertising and it's priceless. So, Scott, how does that attention trickle down to when you're trying to build downtown and how this supports businesses like Tipsy Butt?
Yeah, I mean, it can't be overstated how important it is. It's, you know, the success of the Kings, the light, the beam, the everything that we're all so proud of as Sacramentans right now. It has such a powerful unifying effect for us as a community. But what it does for the visibility of this market, I was telling Brandon that we are fielding a major increase in phone calls from local and outside investors that are seeing Sacramento on a worldwide stage right now. They're seeing the energy in the city and what that does for the desirability of this market, the investability of this market. It's that X factor that's difficult to quantify. But when you look at other state capitals across the country that, you know, we're always looking at peer cities and learning from what works and what doesn't work. When you look at the Nashvilles, the Austins, the Denvers, those are all state capitals, but they're thought of as epicenters of culture, of, you know, those are social activity centers. Those are areas that people want to be, that people have generally positive perceptions of and that young talent want to be in. And companies go to where young talent wants to be. You know, we talked about the impacts of the pandemic, and a lot of it is that workers and companies are less tethered than they were pre-pandemic, right? I mean, we want to have a healthy work, live, play experience. And I think for a long time, for many decades, we separated the relationship from where people lived to where people worked. And that wasn't a healthy or sustainable really way to do things. So one of the silver linings of everything is that we get to retrofit our cities. We get to bring more people into the urban core so they live closer to where they work, whether that's remotely, whether that's in an office, and also to where they have experiences. And residents spend three times more than an office worker does at ground floor businesses in the immediate vicinity. So it's a healthy and more sustainable equation in the long run. But the success is tremendous. You know, we're a top 20, 25 media market, Sacramento is, mm-hmm. but we're a top 10 market as far as Golden One ticket sales go. So that venue itself is outperforming sort of what the market would dictate. And the work that Mike Testa, Visit Sacramento, does, I mean, the drive-in market that's coming into Sacramento, that's seeing this as a place for staycations, for vacations, a desirable market, that's huge. That brings outside dollars into the Sacramento economy. It grows jobs, and it helps every one of us.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about capitalizing on all of this momentum, right, for the years to come. In the last couple minutes that we have, obviously, the Kings are going to be away now. They're going to be in the Bay Area playing the Warriors. What plans can you share with us? What's Tipsy Putt doing?
We've got watch parties at our pubs. I mean, all of our pubs. And, you know, we have a location in Sacramento, but we also have a location in South Lake Tahoe. We have a location in Emeryville. So I have to be politically correct and be cautious for the Dub fans down there. Obviously, I bleed purple. But, you know, we have watch parties. And, of course, we're going to be busy. I mean, it's been electric. Downtown's with all the watch parties that they're also hosting, that inside the Golden One, they're hosting a watch party. It's going to be so much fun to come downtown, and it's safe downtown. It's improved so much over the past 12 months. I know it is crazy to think about that. It was just a year ago that mass shooting occurred, and you know, our security and our restaurant completely transformed as well. We added security at the front door. We started patting down customers. There was a lot more, you know, just cognizance that those things can happen here in Sacramento. I think for a long time, we thought nothing like that would ever happen. And then, of course, it happens, and then everything changes your perspective. But since that day, I mean, I think that downtown has completely transformed. And during the games, while the Kings are away, I think it's still going to be an electric downtown. I would encourage everyone to come down and experience it, because it is wild. If that beam gets lit when the Kings are away, it's still fun to see.
Yeah. In the last 30 seconds, we have Scott. How do you suggest someone watch Game 3? On Thursday.
Well, I was going to just say, much like the success of the Kings, the winning culture that Coach Brown brought here, cities are success by committee. And when we have a broad cross-section of the region coming into the heart of the city to have great experiences together and to participate in the success of the next chapter of downtown, that's what we're writing right now, it's a win-win equation. So come down. I think that tomorrow's watch party in Golden 1 Center is actually sold out. And sold out, it's free, but you got to reserve a ticket. So I think Friday morning they go on. You know, you can get your reservation for Sunday's game, but come down, come to Tipsy Putt. We have over 400 locally owned small businesses in the heart of the city. So the experience that you're going to have down there is amazing, and we're all looking forward to seeing that beam lit once again tomorrow night.
Yeah, that energy is just invaluable. Scott and Brandon, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Vicky.
Brandon Robinson is the CEO of Tipsy Putt, and Scott Ford is the Economic Development Director with the Sacramento Downtown Partnership. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.